Oh my God. What an incredible year we have had. There's been a lot of good stuff. It's important to focus on that. There's definitely been some bad stuff that have kind of dictated what's going on and where things are going. So I just want to spend this last podcast of 2022 with you, chatting about like what we've kind of been through and seen, and talk about like what we can expect going into the new year and how you like my advice and tips for you so that you can thrive and have all of the success, blah, 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 all of the success that you want. Welcome to the Women of YouTube podcast. This podcast is hosted by me, Desiree Martinez. Every week, I'm going to be showing up in your earbuds to inspire you on your YouTube journey with killer interviews with women YouTube creators, deep dives into the inner workings of how YouTube works, and discussing all the things about YouTube culture and the impact it is having on our world. This podcast is brought to you in partnership with vidIQ, where they help you maximize your video's YouTube reach by studying titles, descriptions, tags, and playlists relevant to your subject matter, while also studying your competitors to help you know exactly what you should be doing for your YouTube growth. So if you're a female creator looking to grow your channel, level up your content, and learn from the best women creators on the platform to get you on your way to YouTube success and future-proofing your income, this is the perfect place for you. Let's do this. What's up, ladies? Welcome to the final episode of 2022 here on the Women of Video podcast. I cannot believe like this year that we've had. Like, it's been one of those moments. Like, there's this statement that we have in motherhood that is, the days are long, but the years are short. And like, when I sit, and I usually like, no, you know what? I feel every day. I feel that year that we had, but this year I think has been a little faster than others. I think it's because like things were good, things were cruising, even though we had obstacles and problems and there was my own personal drama I was still dealing with. It like worked out, which is like, I come into you honestly, like raw, real, no makeup. Like, I brush my hair. Like, that's what we have going on for today. So for those of you watching the video, like, thanks for staring at my face. But like, we're just doing it. Like, we are here to have this conversation. So 2022 brought us so many things in the creator economy that were like monumental moves for us, I think, as a whole. And a lot of them, yes, were lifted up and started by men. And I think that the people that do the best like breakdown of the year are Colin and Samir over on their podcast. So they have a podcast all about the creator economy as a whole, and they tend to focus only on big creators, like those with millions, those impacting the industry. Like, they're the NFLs, the professional leaguers, versus like we tend to focus quite a bit more on smaller creators who are like, you know, in the minor leagues, but still making a big impact, big moves, making money, making change, and doing all of that stuff. So what I think have been some really great things that have come out of this year is like the validation that comes now to being a creator. There's a statistic, and I actually show you a statistic when I teach my YouTube for Business class, which is 75% of kids between the ages of 6 and 17 want to become YouTubers. And this year, we're ending 2022 with Mr. Beast, the biggest creator in the world, on the cover of Forbes, with the question being, will he be the first YouTube billionaire? And he made $500 million in 2022, and it's this whole thing. And I think that what he's doing is so great for validating our industry. Why does that matter? You might be like, well, that's why we're talking about a dude on the Women of Video podcast. And I want to talk about it for this very specific reason. When I started in social media marketing in 2009, I had been on Facebook for a few years. I'd been on MySpace for even longer than that. And I would get asked by all of these grownups, all these professionals, all these people trying to figure out what they were going to do with their life. Like, what's this Facebook thing? And I got onto Facebook when I was doing a study abroad program in Rome. And all of my roommates that were there were like East Coasters, and I was a West Coaster. And they were like, you got to get on Facebook. MySpace is so played out and lame. Like, no one's there anymore. And I was like, what? Like, what is this Facebook? And got on. So like in June of 2006. So 2006, that is when I got onto Facebook. And I actually had this really fun surreal moment that I got to do in this year, is I got to go back and recreate a photo that I loved from that original time with my first time in Rome. And it was just this fun, like, circle moment for me. But, I know I'm very lucky to have gone to Rome again. That's why it's been such a great year for me too. But it was one of those things. I spent years, and I mean years, explaining to people what social media was, why it was important, why they needed to be there, why they should not have their teenage kid or cousin or niece or whatever managing their social online profiles and doing all that stuff, and why they needed to pay for it. It was this whole thing. And then I remember when it got more of a normal thing where people were doing, I gotta include this little tidbit. I actually hosted Social Media Day in Arizona, and it got it declared a day in the state. So like June 30th in Arizona, the whole state, it is Social Media Day. And like I did that original work to get that like built up and going. And so that all being said, like once it became a more normal thing, I joined this program at the Arizona State University. I forget the name of the program. It's like their marketing department. And I helped them with interns, and all these interns wanted to be social media marketers and managers. And I had to explain to them being a social media manager oftentimes is going to be being a part of a marketing team or in charge of a marketing team, working for smaller businesses. You're not going to be going straight out the gate over to Starbucks and to Target and to the NFL and all of these kinds of things, which is what so many of them wanted to do. And I was like, it's not going to happen that way, because it's not that you can't. It's not that you can't get there. That's nothing, but you have like there's steps and a process and things that are happening to get it there. And now some of those positions have had multiple people that have cycled through it, and they've helped to build out and left their stamp of like what they do at those companies. So, and there's multiple people, it's a whole thing. So like when I was part of that grassroots, that original part, it's so interesting because I'm seeing all of that stuff now all over again in the creator economy, especially in YouTube, where it's like I literally like have conversations with people in the small town I live in Michigan, where people are like, oh, what do you do? And I'm like, oh, I'm a YouTuber. And they're like, oh, interesting. What does your husband do? I'm like, my husband's a stay-at-home dad. Wait a second, like you make a living off of YouTube? Because the town I live in isn't like cheap to live in. It's a suburb of Ann Arbor, which is one of the most expensive cities in the country to live in. And they're like, wait a second, like so this whole conversation is like, well, how do you make a living? How do you do this? So it's literally these same kinds of conversations I've been having with people about it. And they're like, wow, that's so interesting. That's so fascinating. Like my kid wants to do it. I'm like, yeah, I know your kid wants to do it because it's a really cool fucking job. But whatever that is. So it's interesting to see how we're in this cycle of doing this again, being a part of an industry that is so new and so growing and so everywhere. People are trying to control it. People are trying to like manage it. The FCC is involved. Congress is involved. Like they're trying to shut down TikTok in America. There's so many things, right? So when I say having a YouTuber on the cover of Forbes, it's a big deal because it's adding validity and normalcy to our industry. And that's good for us because it allows for us to have more opportunities, more tools, more resources, more reach than we've ever had before. There are so many tools that have been developed and have come out in 2022 to help us in the creator economy. There are so many restructurings of things to allow for us to make money in the creator economy, like the fact that like Walmart now has a creator program and Target has a creator program. The Amazon program is like pushing live like crazy to people. There are so many different apps and tools that are focused on the creator economy to help you create better content. There's like segmentations of jobs that have been happening. Like I'm not like people go to school like I'm gonna become an editor. Like no, I'm gonna become an editor for a YouTube channel. There are specific jobs you can get. Like I am a graphic designer. Well, I'm a thumbnail creator. Like there are these really specific niche things that are happening. You also have things that are happening with corporations that have built things. I'm gonna use our sponsor for this podcast, Spreadshop, for an example. Spreadshop understands the necessity and the growth potential of working with creators. And because of that, they have started their creator board of directors, which I am so honored to be a part of because I bring my own unique perspective to it. So it's just this thing after thing after thing that are so cool and so fun that are just like leading and allowing for companies to take note and to add validity to what we're doing. And it's so validating, and it's so nice to be heard, and it's so awesome also to be supported so that we can do things and we can make better content, and then we can focus on what we like to do, which is building our communities and helping people with their specific unique problems that they get to be a part, we get to be part of their lives, just like they get to be part of ours on a regular basis. some things that have made this year, I think, a little bit more challenging, and we have to really be mindful heading into this next year, is we have entered into a recession. There are a lot of different things that will tell you, no, we're not in a recession. Yes, we're in a recession. Like, by definition, we are in a recession, and we can feel it. We can feel it, a recession, without it actually being categorized as a recession. Like, food is so expensive. We're just now starting to see gas prices come down, which I'm just like, a thank God for. But we still have to pay for all of that increased cost over this year, heading into the next year, especially around like meats and produce and all the things, right, to make up for that cost from the year. So many companies in the tech space have had to cut back on what they're doing. They have had a loss of revenue. They've had to lay off a lot of people, everywhere from Meta to TikTok to LinkedIn to, platforms. And even with our conference, like, we had a couple of our sponsors that had to pull out because, like, we can't commit to this because our budgets got cut because we're having to reevaluate and all of the things. So there's a real, like, downturn we're seeing in the tech space, and that I don't think that's, and that's important for us to be aware of, because in case, like, you do stuff like, so for me, what I do, a lot of what I talk about is tech stuff, and so the loss of that sponsorship revenue kind of does suck a little bit, but it's also like we just have to pivot into these other things that can help us. But it's important to be aware of what's going on in the industry so that you can dig into other things that work and find other things that can help you with what you're doing. So, for example, my objective, one of my main objectives heading into the new year, is to have a solid digital product available as my YouTube creator. My first digital product I'm going to be creating are Instagram Reels templates. It's going to not be like go into Canva and create this template. It's going to be, no, here are existing Instagram Reel templates. Like, here's like 50 to 100 of them that you can just very easily chug in, plug in your stuff into the template, and then you have like nice edited, good audio stuff that you can put on Instagram. Right, so it's like leaning into those things that are working really well. My personal growth objective is to build out a shorts channel for YouTube that is called Creators Making Money, because I want to help creators make money because there's so many ways to do it and I want to help with that. And I just want to talk about it for a long time, but I don't want to have a lot of highly produced, overly done content. And I'm like, shorts is where it's at. And I'm also hoping to add more shorts into my plan for my YouTube channel as well, because I need to make sure my YouTube channel is playing by the rules of the platform. And I hope that you will as well. How I'm coming to the conclusions about what I should be working on is based on what's going on in the world and what's going on in my personal life as well. So as we pivot into this next part of the podcast, we've reflected on what's going on in 2022. I want to share what I think is going to happen in 2023 that we need to pay attention to, at least the beginning part of the year. I think it's very hard to know what's going to happen long term, because even 2022 is just so much changed. Look, I'm really sorry to interrupt, but did you know that YouTube is the world's second biggest search engine? Maybe you did, maybe you didn't, but that's why every creator truly needs to be using vidIQ to grow their YouTube channel. vidIQ's tech helps you tailor your video ideas to match what people are searching for right now on YouTube. And once you're ready to upload, well, it starts optimizing and getting you all the details that you need to make sure your videos are getting noticed. If you really want to dive in more and get started for free, please head over to thewomenofyoutube.com/vidIQ to get started on this YouTube channel changing tool that is going to make things so much easier for you. All right, let's get back to it. As we head into 2023, I think that we're going to again have a lot of people who are like, okay, how do I side hustle this? How do I make more money as a creator? How do I do things? So if you do things that you can, so if you can create content that is growth focused and 2023 focused and success focused in 2023, like, I think that's going to be a great content for you to dig into. I think that we're going to continue to see growth and validity within the creator economy. I think that in-person events will be a fantastic and important thing for all creators to go to and attend so that they're able to know what's going on in their space and network with their fellow creators. And I'm not just saying that because Women of Video is happening in March of 2023. VidCon is expanding into two locations. They're going to be on the East Coast and they're going to be on the West Coast next year. So they're doing their West Coast one that they always do in June. They're doing their East Coast one the first time ever in Baltimore in October. Vid Summit is shifting from their LA location to Dallas, and I think that's an awesome move because, one, where it was in LA was like this really crappy place. It's like I call it like a hotel food desert. There's nothing around it to do. Everything is expensive to get to. There's no food. The hotel had one restaurant. It was always understaffed and always overcrowded. And it was a whole thing. So I think the move to Dallas is going to be really helpful because it allows them also to have more budget back because LA is expensive and more room for growth. And I think it's going to be really interesting to see how they change that. There's also a lot of other creator-based things that are kind of popping up around that I think are going to be important for all of us to pay attention to. So get those tickets now. VidCon just released their ticket prices and they are cheap for you want the industry track. You want the industry track. Now, you do not want the community track. You do not want the creator track. You want the industry track. I've been there on the creator track and I was so mad because it's the third floor. It's that last floor, that complete access. You can talk to your fellow creators. You can talk to brands. You can talk to people of influence. It's a totally better thing than you can access to everything else. It's like a $650 ticket. If you can go get that ticket, Women of Video, it's a 2-day conference, power focused on what you're doing in your business so that you can crush it in growth, in platform, and niche. Like, we're digging into it. Like, I've gone to all these conferences and I understand how they operate and work. And I'm like, this is what I know works that will help you get success. And it's focus and it's money and it's creators who are learning from creators and women that are doing it. We have childcare available if you need it. We're doing this March 11th and 12th in Atlanta at the Georgia Tech Conference Center. It's going to be an awesome event. Like, it's going to be so good. And we have some really great sponsors on board. We have amazing, amazing keynote speakers. We have amazing, amazing people coming. Like, you're going to get so much out. Plus, you're going to learn and from each other. Women who are just like you. My biggest beef about VidCon, my biggest beef about VidSummit is there were not other women there, a lot of them, and I wasn't learning from them so I could learn how are they doing this? How are they managing it? How are they making money? How are they growing their platforms? How are they dealing with like the obligations of family and kids and family and parents and limitations in money? And like it's that idea like when we see ourselves in a job or in a position, it validates us and we build us up. We know that we can do it because someone else has. Mr. Beast is on this other level. None of us will be Mr. Beast. None of us. I mean, maybe I hope one of you is, but we're not there. Right. And all the people that are behind him are mostly men. And so it's like, we're not at that point yet where we can be there. Like, that's not a place we want to be. That's just a nice thing to be able to say. But where we are as women is a mighty, awesome place, and we're doing so many things against so many odds, right? So we have this really fantastic opportunity. VidCon is great. VidSummit is a good place to go to network. I'm interested to see what they do with the upcoming year. Like, take that for what you want it to be. I do not know if I will or will not be there. It just depends on a couple of different things and what's going on in the world as we head towards October, which is when the event is. But there's just a lot of things to pay attention to. Look and see what your local area is. Maybe there's a local creators meetup that you can go to. I know that like in Vegas, Sean Cannell with Think Media, he has like a creator meetup in Las Vegas. I know Salt Lake has them. I know LA has them. I know all the major cities probably have something. So if you don't have one, like go to meetup, just Google it, search on a Facebook group, see what you can find, creators, YouTuber meetups, see what you can do and like bring people together. If you can't, if that doesn't exist and just have a good time learning from each other and talking and connecting because we need people. We are women. Women need people. Okay. Women need other women so much because that's how we grow. We are part of that's why that tribe mentality sort of exists. It's like we need people. Women need people. I'm not saying men don't, but I'm speaking for myself as a woman. I need people because if I don't have people, I struggle. The struggle bus is there. Okay. So that's how I think 2023 will be really impacted. If you can go to events and you can network and thrive, that's like where you'll have success. We all need to be paying attention to what's going on with TikTok and Congress for sure, because Congress is trying to shut down TikTok in America. So you need to make sure that you have the right things in place to create on other platforms like YouTube Shorts or Instagram Reels. How could you be using Pinterest? I think YouTube Shorts honestly is like the best one. The only limitation, 59 seconds versus like minutes and minutes of content. And then I also like with YouTube is you have the option for long form content and short form content. So it's like, which one do you want to do? And we're going to have a short form speaker talking about YouTube Shorts at Women in Video if you want to know more about that. Okay. I also think that AI, everyone's talking about the impact AI is going to have on creators and the way that we move forward. Don't worry about that yet. We're not there yet. It's super ahead of its time. It's very like, I would relate it to crypto. We're not there yet. I think that keep an eye on it, like a little side eye sitch, read some newsletters that have the conversations about it, but keep creating great content and building a great community, because that's how you're going to thrive and sustain whatever happens ahead for us. So my goals in 2023 and how I'm coming to these conclusions. I want to let you know I'm still working through them. I have not pinpointed what my word is. I like the word thing because it gives me a focus. So my 2022 word was growth. I wanted growth. I didn't meet all of my goals. I did not. I had goals like I wanted to hit 150,000 views on my YouTube channel. I wanted to get to 50,000 subscribers. I wanted to reach like a, I think it was like $1,500 or $2,000 in ad revenue. All of them down. All of it went down. My ad revenue went down. My views went down. My subs slowed to a crawl. And I've worked on it. And I think I've talked about it a bit on the pod of like how I'm fixing this. But if I haven't, I was like, why is this not working? And so I reached out to two content creator coaches that I respect very much. One is named Daniel, one is Jessica. And Daniel really helped me work through like how to be more strategic with like my titles and be like more specific about what I'm doing. And I talked to Jessica. I was like, we need to like be more personable and relatable and connecting with people through my content, bringing people in, being less formal. And as she said, like have a less corporate look. So my thumbnails apparently were really corporate, and so we're making those adjustments. I also am making these adjustments heading into the end of the year when I always have the worst numbers. Start of the year, best numbers. End of the year, worst numbers, because everyone's focused on Christmas and not on YouTube growth. And or sorry, not on social media growth. Right? So it's just one of those really funny things. But where I did grow was in revenue, which is a big objective that I had. So my four objectives in 2022 were I wanted to grow my YouTube channel, I wanted to grow the Women of Video podcast, I wanted to do the Women of Video conference, and I wanted to grow my Amazon Associates program. My Amazon Associates program, I hit my goal, my financial goal by like May or June, and I've maintained it back and forth there depending on the month and what's going on, which has been great, even though like I like abandoned it for a minute because I just had so much going on, I couldn't give it the attention it needed. I also with my the podcast, I was able to add in more revenue from sponsors and opportunities there, which is really great. We added in the email, bi-weekly emails that we send out to everybody, and we had our stats said we had 46% growth in 2022 for the podcast. And that's huge. That means we almost increased our listenership and reach by almost 50%. That's a huge deal. Like that's amazing. I didn't hit the YouTube. It's like been so hit or miss. Like my YouTube one was so multi-layered. Like I didn't hit any of the numbers I wanted, but my YouTube channel brought me a lot more growth and clarity of what to do in my agency, which is what my YouTube channel exists for. If you would have asked me in 2021, this time last year, they're like, "What are you going to do with your agency?" I'm like, "Shut it down, set it on fire. I don't want to do it anymore," because I'm so angry about what was going on there. But now, because I took the pressure off of agency growth, I've been able to get more clarity about what we can do as an agency. I gave time for the platforms to offer the resources I needed, very specifically around scheduling, so that we as an agency could operate. I hired a member on our team, Caroline, who doubles as Mrs. Claus. You can find her on the TikTok as Mother Christmas. She's amazing. She's an amazing military spouse, and I'm obsessed with her. She's an amazing person. I love her. And I hired her, and she's helping with content creation for our clients, and it's been able to bring in that new revenue stream. And we figured out our system. It took me a whole year. It took me a whole year to test packaging and offerings and pricing, and so we could systemize it and package it up. And now I can. So when I look at like, and then of course the conference I've did I dedicated, I think like 9 months of 2022 to the conference, and it's been the hardest thing I've done in my business in forever. This might be the actual hardest thing I've ever done in my business, and I've launched new businesses and failed at other businesses. This is hard. It's been the hardest thing, but I'm committed to it, and I'm committed to you because I want you to have this conference so you can go, so you can grow, so you can thrive. And I'm just, my whole goal is I just want to break even. So get your ticket, please come in person. I want to see you. I want to hug you. I want to kiss your face. And maybe not, if that's like you're not your thing, but I want you there June 11th and 12th. Tickets are $500. $500 is the cheapest creator ticket you will find out there. Yes, we have a free digital ticket, but it's not going to be anywhere near the same I want to make sure that you'll get the recordings with the in-person ticket, get the network. I'm going to feed you. We're going to have a good time. Like, please find a way to make it work. It's going to be so worth it. I promise. The networking alone will be phenomenal. The energy, I think, is just going to be so good. I'm so excited about it.
Make and sell your merch with Spreadshop. Always free, always awesome. Why are we so awesome, you might ask? Simply sign up, upload your designs, lay out your products and shop, and we'll print and ship your order on demand anywhere in the world. We back our service with a 1,000% satisfaction guarantee. You can make and sell shirts, hoodies, hats, mugs, totes, and even stickers. Get started today at Spreadshop.com. Always free and always awesome.
So my goals for 2023 are as follows. They're not done. I have the right to change them if I want to, because I give myself that permission. But the main goal is this. One, I joined a local BNI group, a Business Networking International group. It's a really good one. I've really enjoyed it. I haven't even gone to my first meeting as a member yet. And I already have a customer from the group. And so I'm like, I'm doing something right. This is the right group for me. And so my objective is to show up every week on for them and there. And it's every week you have to go. It's going to be, it's early in the morning. It's hard. So it's a commitment to my agency to use this as a launching platform for more agency business. I would like to double, if not triple, like if I had a stretch goal, it'd be to triple the agency business in 2023, because I think that we have a really good packaging offering and we're doing a lot of the right things to make this work, and it's going to be good. Two, I have a speaking goal. I want to do at least 4 keynotes in 2023. I don't know what the keynote topic is yet, but I know that's what I want to do. And I know that it means a lot to me to figure out what that message is. So it's to figure out what that message is and book it in 2023. Number three, as a sub goal to my speaking, I want to speak internationally somewhere, South America or Europe, Asia, probably not the Middle East, but I really, maybe even those, I'm not going to say no to anything. Like I want to entertain the idea of being able to speak internationally paid to speak internationally next year. My third goal is I want to get back on track for my YouTube channel. I want to hit 100,000 views a month on my YouTube channel. And I want to hit the 50,000 subscribers by end of next year. And then like, that's what I'm looking for. 100,000 monthly views, 50,000 subscribers by the end of 2023. It's a long way to go. I've got like just under 25. I have just over like 25,000 subscribers to go. No, 15,000 subscribers I have to get, because I'm at like 35,000 subscribers. So I feel like it's really obtainable, but like just enough of a stretch goal to make it interesting. So that's what my YouTube goal is. And then my fourth goal is Women in Video as a brand as a whole, is to have a sold out successful conference in 2023 so that we're able to impact that. I want 1,000 digital tickets to come to the conference for the virtual ticket. And I want to have minimum of 100 members in the Women of Video membership that we are starting and we are launching at the conference. The membership is going, and it's the first time I talked about this publicly here. The membership will offer weekly office hours. We are going to have monthly trainings. We're going to have niche communities, like whether you're a TikTok creator, Instagram creator, a YouTuber, a mom creator, a creative color, like we're going to have niche communities. And also we're going to have a library of content to help you move through with what you're doing. So from our sponsors at the conference, like, StreamYard, Spotter, people that are going to be sponsoring the conference, as well as the speakers, like they'll be able to have their stuff on there as well. And if you want to have if you have a ticket to the conference, you get access to the group and you're going to get all the recordings, which will be housed inside there. And the digital ticket will be run. The digital ticket for the conference is run through the membership. But if you want to stay in and get access to those videos again, you do have to join our membership. It's going to be $20 a month. 20. That's it. So my goal is to have 100 paid members, preferably by the mid-year. I'd love to get the 100 at the conference, but the end goal being I'd like to have 250 members, because that's $5,000 a month. And that sounds like a very specific goal, and I'm sure you're like, Des, why? Let me tell you. I have a podcast I used to listen to all the time that's called Flip Your Life. It's Shane and Jocelyn Sams, and they were teachers from Kentucky that – their child was being abused by their childcare, and they went to go leave the school to save their kid, and the school wouldn't let them. And that hit me because I'm a mom. It's almost hurt my kids. I'd be punching people. I'd be speeding, hitting people. I wouldn't care. I'd be getting to my baby. And I was like, for someone to tell me, no, you can't go save your child because they're fine enough. You have to take care of your job. And like, so their whole thing was like, we have to get out of this. We have to find a way to control our time and our money. And as teachers, you know, traditionally teachers don't make a lot of money, but different parts of the country, different jobs make more. Yes. But traditionally they don't. And so they figured it out. They figured out a way to make money online by doing like membership courses and digital products. That's how they made their money. And it started, I think, for them back in 2014, I want to say, 2015, maybe a little sooner. But I went to – you guys know I don't go to a lot of events. They did this event in the summer of 2018 or 2019. I want to say it was 2018. And it was an in-person event. It was Flip Your Life. And their whole thing is like, you just need 100 people to pay you $50 a month to make $5,000 a month, which is a $60,000 a year salary. And I want that for the podcast. I want this group to have 250 women who are financially investing in themselves and being a creator, and that the group is such a good resource that $20 a month them is just not a big deal. Yes, I could make it 50, but I don't want to. My goal with Women in Video is always make it obtainable for anybody at any stage of their life. I feel like someone who is a mom staying at home with their kids and has a limited budget could afford $20 a month. I feel like the girl who has a job she hates that's entry level and she has a side hustle she wants to do, she could pay $20 a month to have the tools and resources that she can make better content, improve what she's doing, and ask questions and get office hours and resources and feedback and help with what she's doing. I feel that someone who's in business, who's like trying to figure out how to add the creator economy as a way to get leads to their business is a great, they can afford $20 a month. So I feel like it's a nice safe dollar amount for me that I feel comfortable charging for what they would be getting. So those are my four. Those are my four I have right now. Agency growth. I want to double, if not triple it. My second one is YouTube. I want to hit 100,000 subscribers and 100,000 views a month plus 50,000 subscribers. Women of Video. I want to have a great conference where we sell out and launch the membership so that we can get 250 members by the end of 2023. And I feel like I had a third one and I don't remember what that fourth one is. I'm sure I'm terrible at the show notes piece. Sorry. But I was talking and really into what we were talking about today. But those are the things I'm digging into. I don't know what my word is. I feel like my personal goals are like around like my health and wellness, mental health within my family, those kinds of things. And I don't know. I don't have that all. I'm not very clear on all of that yet. But that's where I'm at. That's what I want to do. And I think that I can do, I know I can do it. I know that I also might not succeed at it. And I think that you should know too. So I think you need to ask yourself these questions so that you know is, and then you can break them down. What do you want the growth to look like for you by the end of the year for whatever platform or platforms you like a lot? What are the financial goals that you have attached to it? And what do you think you can do to get there? Not to say, I want to make $5,000 a month. Like, how is it going to happen? I want this much from sponsorships. I want this much from AdSense. I want this much from digital products or merchandise or sales. Third, what tools do you need to have in place to make this happen? So in order for the membership to happen, we have Uscreen. Uscreen is going to be the platform that we handle our membership through. You know, if you want merch, you know, we have Spreadshop, which is free to start, print on demand stuff. Do you have the right tools in place like vidIQ to help you make data-driven decisions about what content you should be making for your channel so that you can have success? You know, what are the tools that you have that can help you get there? Four, is there anything that I'm doing as a creator or I'm not doing as a creator that I need to be doing so that I can make more content? But I know that it's not, this question goes into like, do you need an editor so you can make more content? Do you need a thumbnail creator company so that you can have more reach for your brand or business? Do you need an accountant to help you make sure that your money is doing what it's supposed to be doing the way that it's supposed to be doing? Do you need a YouTube manager, a social media manager to help increase your reach and repurpose your content, right? Ask those questions about like what resources and people or services do you need to help take some things off of your plate. So I would ask yourself those things. And I also would add like a fourth one. What's something you want to do that sounds really hard and scary that you can work towards in this next year? And I think with those four questions, you'll be able to get really clear about what your goals are. I would love to know what those are. So go to the gram, do a story, tag me at Women of Video. Sorry, on Instagram, it's Women of YT, Women of YouTube, because Instagram like won't let us change your name. Or tag me at Mrs. Desiree Rose. I want to know. I want to know what your goals are, because I want to be a part of that journey with you. Maybe we can even hold each other accountable and all that. And most importantly, I want you to remember the most important thing in the world. You are an impossibly amazing human, doing impossibly amazing hard things all the time. I'm so proud of you. And I'm so excited about what you have coming up ahead for you. And it's going to be just amazing. So here's to an amazing 2023 for you. I hope that your 2022 was a learning opportunity filled with good and bad, and that you are able to just thrive going forward into the new year. Until next year. Peace.
Thank you for listening to the Women of YouTube podcast. We would love to know what you thought about this latest episode. So make sure to tag us with hashtag Women of YouTube with your thoughts.